The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Ibrahim Kwatin. In the headlines, Turkish president expected in Accra today for 2-day official visit. Economists express concern about silence of State of Nation address on solutions to key economic challenges. Eastern region ranked third in road accidents. And Nigeria saves more than $11 million a month from removal of 24,000 ghost names from government payroll. But first, the summary with Rosalind.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is expected in Accra today for a 2-day official visit. In his company will be his wife and over 150 business and government officials. President Erdogan will hold talks with President John Dramani Mahama at the Flagstaff House, after which a joint press conference will be held. His visit follows President Mahama's visit to Ankara and Istanbul in 2013, and an earlier one by former Turkish President Abdullah Gül in 2011. Two economists have expressed concern about the inability of President Mahama to come up with solutions to key economic challenges in his State of the Nation address. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, the expert said he could have touched more on macroeconomic issues and measures being put in place to boost the manufacturing and agricultural sector. And the Nigerian government has removed more than And the Nigerian government has removed more than 24,000 ghost names from its payroll after an audit revealed they did not exist. The finance ministry says the move has ensured a monthly saving of about $11.5 million. The audit forms part of an anti-corruption campaign by President Muhammadu Buhari, who took power last year.
GBC mastering the airwaves with nothing but quality news and programming.
The news in detail. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is expected in Accra today for a 2-day official visit, accompanied by his wife and more than 150 business and government officials. President Erdogan will hold talks with President Mahama at the Flagstaff House. The two leaders will hold a joint press conference and also address a business forum. President Erdogan will join President Mahama to cut short for the official commencement of work on the new terminal building at the Kotoka International Airport. President Mahama and his wife Lordina will host a state luncheon in honor of President Erdogan and his wife at the banquet hall. The Turkish leader will hold discussions with the Speaker of Parliament and address the House before visiting the Kwame Nkrumah Memorial Park. His visit follows a 2013 visit to Ankara and Istanbul by President Mahama and an earlier 2011 visit by former Turkish President Abdullah Gül. The Turkish First Lady, Emin Erdogan, will hold discussions with Mrs. Lordina Mahama and visit the Osu Children's Home. A senior lecturer at the Department of Economics at the University of Cape Coast, Dr. Eric Osaisidi, says President Mahama's use of evidence-based presentation of the State of the Nation address was a novelty, but it could have been done sparingly to achieve the intended result. He said though the content of the presentation was good, there were certain details lacking. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, Dr. Osaisidi said he expected the president to touch more on macroeconomic issues and measures being put in place to boost the manufacturing and agriculture sector, adding that the president failed to give details on debt management.
Looking at the presentation, I have expressed certain misgivings about it. I think that generally the president did work in terms of this. On this particular occasion, I think certain things were a little bit overboard, particularly one with the time. That moment was too long. Having people seated for more than 3 hours was too long. It cannot just allow you know, time on anything. When, I mean, obviously for such presentation, after 2 hours people are already tired. So for them to sit through a presentation for about 3-4 hours, I think was too long. And going forward, I think the economy should do something about that.
That was senior lecturer at the Department of Economics at the University of Cape Coast, Dr. Eric Osei Asede. Head of the Finance Department at the University of Ghana, Dr. Godfred Bokmin, said he was not impressed with the scope of the president's presentation. He said more should have been said on unemployment and how government will absorb trained nurses and teachers who have not been given their posting. On the energy sector, Dr. Bokmin said it is great the challenges have been solved, but something must be done about the cost.
So I'm saying that it's great to have the power sector improve significantly, but let's also face it, power or energy is not only about its availability, it's also about cost. Cost is very important. Yes, whenever businesses are considering, do they have power, how much is it going to cost us? They don't only look at the availability, they also look at the cost. So much as is now available, I think the cost is also now very high, which is also impacting negatively on business.
Is that understandable?
So businesses are, they don't know whether they should laugh or they should really, you know, because more power is available, but they're complaining about, you know, its affordability. So there should be a way, how do we, is this increment actually going to make the power sector much more efficient so that in the end, the price or the tariffs begin to go come down? Because now there are two things for me. Now, crude oil prices, well, crude oil prices is at its lowest today. And many of the energy mix today is actually skewed towards thermal. And therefore, we're using more of crude oil and gas. And also, we have gas, a trouble coming on. A trouble, we are told that once a trouble comes on board, energy cost is going to be lower, much lower. Okay? So we have gas and we have the lowest crude oil prices today. Yet, energy cost today is very high. What happens if tomorrow the crude oil prices begin to rise? Then automatic adjustment begins to work.
For his part, the technical advisor at the Minister of Finance, Dr. John Baffo, said solving the energy crisis that engulfed the nation for years was in the right direction. He said there is a need to diversify the system to boost the economy.
The real solution to managing your debt is to grow your economy. And especially if you have this money invested for productive purposes. But all is not bad along those lines, because if you look at the indicators of debt sustainability, if you talk about the present value of debt to GDP ratio, present value of debt to export ratio, present value of debt to revenue ratios, we may not be doing that badly. In fact, actually, we are below the policy dependency thresholds. But there's something worrying there. If you look at debt servicing to revenue ratios, we are way above the policy dependency ratio. As a country, we are spending more than a third of our revenue just to service debt. That in itself has implications of crowding our priority spending. But that is a challenge today.
And so far, have we really tackled that environment for the
world? I've just given an example of the energy crisis that we went through. If you're able to solve that, that's a big plus.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big plus. Look at the transportation. All these cocoa roads that are being built, all these railroads that are being built, they are going to lose those economic activity areas. What about diversifying the economy? You know, the president mentioned that it used to be that the ratio of agriculture, the contribution of agriculture to GDP was about 50%. But now, it's about 21%. The whole structure of the system is changing. The whole structure of the economy is changing. But if you look at our exports, exports still remain the same. We are still dependent on those cocoa, you know, primary commodities. Right? Traditional crops or traditional commodities. You need to diversify the system.
Those were views of panelists on our current affairs program Talking Point. The Eastern region is said to be the third region with the highest number of road accidents. It averagely records 16.1% of national road accidents It is followed by the Greater Accra region at 17.4% and the Ashanti with 20.7%. The Eastern Regional Road Safety Director, Kwesi Rinchi, said this at the National Road Safety Commission stakeholders meeting in Kofobia. He said even though the region has put in a lot of effort to reduce fatalities on the roads, the number of crashes and deaths recorded are still worrying. He attributed the situation to poor training of drivers, saying it is the responsibility of the transport unions to ensure that their members are trained in the basic principles of road safety. He urged road users in the region to be on the alert to ensure safety at all times. On the way forward, Mr. Rinchi said his outfit will intensify education at East Achim and Brim central municipalities because these areas have consistently been high spots for road carnage in the region. President John Mahama says the challenges confronting the sub-region can be surmounted if everyone works hard, love one another, and tolerate divergent views. He said this when he joined more than 100 bishops from the West African sub-region in a Thanksgiving Mass at the Holy Spirit Cathedral in Accra. The bishops attending the second plenary assembly being hosted by Ghana. President Mahama also called on all to stand together with those who are persecuted for their religious views. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
It was a beautiful procession of about 150
We apologize for that inset. We'll bring you that story later on. West African bishops of the Catholic Church have called on governments in the sub-region to deal with the rising incidents of terrorism head-on. According to the bishops, terrorists are not regular people of society, and the only language they understand is the use of force. At the second plenary meeting of the regional episcopal in Accra, the bishops said such extremists need help to live normal lives, but for those who refuse to be reformed, the state must marshal all the needed resources to deal with them. World Vision, in partnership with Volta Ghana, has provided two boreholes for the Warianga Health Center at Akara Chief's Compound in the Garu Timpani district of the Upper East Region. The facilities, estimated at $27,000, are intended to increase access to safe water and improve sanitation in the communities. Other adjoining communities such as Bimpala and Degri will also benefit from the project. Speakers at the inaugural ceremony highlighted the need for the beneficiary community to prioritize their regular maintenance and ensure good health practices, particularly hand washing with soap at all times. The president of the Ghana Institution of Surveyors, GIS, Emmanuel Tetemate, has stressed the need for laws to regulate the surveying profession in the country. He said this will ensure proper coordination of activities of its members. Mr. Mate said this when he was sworn in at an end-of-year dinner and induction ceremony of the GIS in Accra. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra, the major stories. Turkish president expected in Accra today for two-day official visit. Economists express concern about silence of State of Nation address on solutions to key economic challenges. Eastern region ranked third in road accidents, and Nigeria saves more than $11 million a month from removal of 24,000 ghost names from government payroll. The Seventh-day Adventist Church, SDA, has organized cleanup exercises in some parts of Accra and Tema. Members of the church cleared weeds and desilted choke gutters at the Adenta Judicial Service, the Municipal Assembly, and the Senate flat area. At Tema, they cleaned up the General Hospital and surrounding areas. The exercises encourage the members to ensure that the environment is also clean. It is also to support the National Sanitation Program. Here is Louis Ofori's report. We sincerely apologize for our inability to bring you sound bites. The Nigerian government has removed about 24,000 goods workers from its payroll after an audit revealed they did not exist. The finance ministry says the move has ensured a monthly saving of about $11.5 million. The audit is part of an anti-corruption campaign by President Buhari, who took power last year, Corruption and mismanagement have long been a challenge to Nigeria's growth, and the government has promised to cut costs to ensure an economic slowdown. Nigeria is Africa's biggest economy and the continent's top oil producer, and its finances are under strain due to the recent collapse in oil prices. Unofficial election results announced yesterday say reformists and moderates appear to have taken all 30 parliamentary seats in Tehran, marking a resounding vote of confidence for President Hassan Rouhani. Final results from Friday's vote are expected today. President Rouhani and former President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani are also leading the race for membership in the Assembly of Experts. Partial results point to hardliners losing considerable ground in the 290 legislature, also known as the Islamic Consultative Assembly. However, there are reports that hardliners are winning in areas outside the major cities. Two bomb blasts have killed about 70 people at a market outside Baghdad, and security forces have been targeted elsewhere in
Sari is hopeful that Ireland's project
recent weeks. The Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, ISIL group, claimed responsibility for yesterday's attacks. The deadliest, which hit the predominantly Shia neighborhood, the explosions left about 100 people injured in addition to the deaths. Reports say the explosions occurred in a very busy market area. The first bomb is said to have exploded on a motorcycle, followed by a suicide bomber blowing himself up as people gathered to help the injured from the first blast. The blast occurred just hours after government troops and policemen came under attack from ISIL, which has seized terrorists both in Iraq and Syria. And now to end the news, a look at some of the stories that made the headlines. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is expected in Accra today for a two-day official visit. In his company will be his wife and over 150 business and government officials. President Erdogan will hold talks with President John Dramani Mahama at the Flagstaff House, after which a joint press conference will be held. His visit follows President Mahama's visit to Ankara and Istanbul in 2013, and an earlier one by former Turkish President Abdullah Gül in 2011. Two economists have expressed concern about the inability of President Mahama to come up with solutions to key economic challenges in the State of the Nation address. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, the expert said he could have touched more on macroeconomic issues and measures being put in place to boost the manufacturing and agricultural sector. And the Nigerian government has removed more than 1,000 ghost names from government payroll following an audit. Corruption and mismanagement have been a challenge to Nigeria's growth, and the audit forms part of an anti-corruption campaign by President Muhammadu Buhari, who took power last year. The news was presented by Ibrahim Kwan.